Okay, listen up. Right after today's digital life hack, we've got a weekend call from the Kim Komando Show. You're going to love it. Love traveling, but hate the way that airfare makes a dent in your wallet? Let's talk ways to save. I'm Kim Komando, brought to you by Keeper Security, the password manager you can access from any device. Just $17.50 your first year at keepersecurity.com/Kim. Here's a tip to save on flights. Be flexible. If your dates are not set in stone, you're more likely to find a better deal. Did you know the cheapest day to book your flights is Sunday? That's from Expedia. And if you keep searching for the same flight online, prices might jump. Tracking cookies follow you searching for deals. You can avoid that by using incognito mode in your browser and a VPN. For the best deals, plug your details into Kayak, Skyscanner, or Google Flights. They let you compare prices across airlines easily. Plus, if you set up alerts on these websites, they'll do the work and let you know when it's cheaper to book. If you travel a lot, joining airline programs can give you perks like priority boarding and free checked bags. Get TechSmart the easy way over at GetKim.com.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill. Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Yes, another brilliant call from my weekend show. You're going to love it. Here it is. Dottie in Boston, Massachusetts. Hi there, Dottie.
Hi, Kim. I'm thrilled to speak with you.
Oh, well, thank you. What's going on?
Well, I'm a retired registered nurse, and over the last couple of years, I've had both knees replaced, and I love to walk. And I'm doing so well, I walk now between 3 and 5 days a week, up to 5 miles at a shot.
Wow, that's awesome, Dottie. That is great. That is so fabulous for you. What a great, healthy thing. Now, where do you walk? Just around the neighborhood?
Well, around the neighborhood in the city, yes. I love looking at the big old houses and whatnot. But here's the issue. My wife is very concerned when I'm out walking because she has no idea where I am. So I'm wondering, is there an app or something where she can be tracking my phone, which I always have with me, in real time while I'm walking, so she knows where I am? I have an Android Google Pixel.
And then what kind of phone does she have?
Same one.
Okay, fabulous. Okay. There's a program that I think you might want to take a look at. It's called Life 360. And it allows you to have real-time tracking, and then you can also set up boundaries. And so, I'm not saying she wants to do it, but if she said, I only want, Dottie, don't go past this point, so it's really made for kids, but she could do that well. But yeah. It does give you real-time tracking wherever you are. And there's also an SOS button, so that in case everything ever happened, that you could just push that button and then authorities would be alerted. Because you never know, right?
Right.
I mean, you're in the city.
Right.
A big city. There's also Find My Device. And if you put that on your phone, if you don't want to subscribe to anything, I think it's like $5-7 a month. But if you don't want to subscribe to anything, there's Find My Device that you can put on Google. And then you can share your location with your wife, and she can do that vice versa. And that's absolutely free.
Oh.
And so it's you can get it in the Google Play Store. It's called Find My Device. And it's actually pretty cool, because if you ever use your phone, that you could actually have your phone play that, play a sound. And so you're like, oh, there's my phone. That's where it might be.
And so it's, but, which is, I don't know how many times you lose your phone, but I lose mine, I don't know, a couple times a week, right? It's like, where is that thing? Where is it? I put it down somewhere. And it's, so it's got, yeah. Also has indoor, you can erase, if you lose your phone, you can erase it a lot. It's just a really good thing to put on your phone regardless, just for your use as well. And you might want to tell her to put it on her phone. So in case she ever loses her phone, she can lock it remotely and good stuff like that.
But,
Then there are also safety apps that if you were interested in those, like you could, if you think that you're going to be going into an area that may not be safe, which you shouldn't be walking anyway, but if you see some, if you want to do that, there's an app called KiteString, and that, it will ping you every 5 minutes. And if you don't answer that ping, like an alert will come on the phone. And you can set it for 5 minutes, for 15 minutes, or 20 minutes, or whatever it may be, is that that she would be notified or the authorities would be notified.
Can you repeat the name of that?
It's called KiteString. You know what? Let me do one better for you, Dottie. Let me make you a whole list, okay?
Okay.
And of different options for you, because I want you to be safe. And and this way you can pick and choose to see which ones that you would like to use, and sure. And then you're not Googling stuff because you know how that is, right? It's like, okay.
I do.
What did she say? I'm not sure what she said that time. And then
exactly.
And then I said it last hour too, Dottie. I always think, you know, whatever I tell anybody, they're like 3 degrees away from one wrong key that's going to end them up at some like weird porno site. You know, it's just like
absolutely. Why did she send me there?
Yeah, exactly. I don't think this is. She's always so nice. She's always so family friendly. What happened to her? Dottie, thank you for your call. What I'll do is I'll put those links for you, Dottie, and for everybody else inside the Q&A forum, inside the Commando community that you definitely don't want to ever miss, checking that out every week. Hey, major thanks for giving me your listening time today. And if a tech question is just gnawing at you, don't keep it to yourself. Share it with me. Hop on over to commando.com and hit email Kim. I read every single note. Now, in a digital world, you need to stay up to date. That's why you need my free daily newsletter. You can sign up right now over at getkim.com. That's getkim.com.